This is Wisconsin Public Radio on NPR One.
WPR and Wisconsin Watch are documenting the lives of Wisconsinites in this unprecedented time with a series of audio diaries called Outbreak Wisconsin. With many K-12 classes meeting online over the last year, parents and educators have worried about the social and emotional impact on kids. Julie Welch teaches sixth grade for the La Crosse School District's Virtual Academy. She says she's been able to form a new kind of relationship with her students, even though they aren't in a classroom.
My first live interaction with students is at 8:30 in the morning. We have something that we call a morning meeting, where just like if we were in person, when kids arrive, we start the day in a circle and greeting each other and just kind of doing that check-in, like, hey, how are you doing? What's new? What do you have to share? Because this is a virtual academy, the only required time for them to come is that first morning meeting. If they're independent and able to work on their own, they can read the directions and do the work, then I might not see them the rest of that day. My whole career, I have championed for equity in education. And so I was a little reserved or a little concerned that I wouldn't have diversity in my classroom and it wouldn't be an equitable, balanced group of students. And again, I've been pleasantly surprised. Yes, I do have families that have made the commitment to stay home or to make sure their child is with a grandparent. And some of my students are the caregiver to their siblings. I have students that are home because of medical concerns. And I have students who are home because their parents just didn't want the back and forth of, okay, we're in school for 2 weeks. Oh, now we have to be home for 2 weeks. I do have a few that struggle. They have poor internet connections at home, or they maybe have too many commitments at home of other things that distract. I personally don't have any students that are just checked out, not trying. They're all absolutely doing the very best that they can, and the families are as well. I've gotten to know them and their families super well because I'm in their living rooms and, you know, bedrooms, and I see what's happening in their houses and they see what's happening in mine. You know, they've met my pets and I've met theirs, and we've helped each other through some hard times. I lost my dog this year and she died, and my kids were heartbroken with me because they knew her. They saw her every day. And so when that happened, they actually helped me through that. There are some of my students who are struggling with being isolated, and it's not perfect. This isn't the perfect way to learn for all students. So, you know, definitely at the semester, there were a few students that made the switch to go back. When I ask how they feel, you know, a lot of them say, oh, I wish we could be back in person, and I really miss my friends, and I miss seeing people in person. And so we talk about that. I've tried to open up more just social times and times for them to connect. And there are times where I'll finish my lesson. I'm like, you're welcome to go get some work done, or I can leave this Zoom open for 15 minutes and you all can just chat and laugh and talk. And it's so fun just to listen to them, and they're your kids, and it's kind of like sitting in the corner of the room. You know, I'm just there as a guide on the side, but I don't really say much, and I let them just interact and get the socialization that they need. You know, it's amazing to me how it's not the same as being in school and being in a classroom with each other, but it isn't as remote and lonely as I thought it would be.